Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic news. We've been waiting on it for such a very, very long time. Yeah, the word has come through from the department that they've given the go ahead for to proceed to e-tenders for a contractor, to appoint a contractor for the job. So that goes up today, and we wait and see what contractors then come forward, and then we can proceed with the next phase, which is for the department to appoint that contractor, whoever is chosen, and construction starts. So it's great news. I mean, this has gone on for so long, and it had so many steps to go through, and there was obviously very delicate stages within that process that couldn't be discussed at the time. So therefore, we had to just be careful as to, what we said about the project at those sensitive times. But all is well and all is proceeding, and we're absolutely delighted. It's been one of my number one issues since the day I got elected. So I'm delighted that we've got to this stage now.
Important that the project moves as quickly as possible now, I'm sure, from your point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to take time for the construction, and of course it's going to cause delays, and it's going to cause issues on the road, and we're well used to delays and things happening over the county and the space, but nothing happens overnight, and we're just going to have patience. But it's going to certainly be a game changer for Southwest Donegal for access into Glencolumbkill, for to help with the visitors, to help with the businesses in the area. And just an overall better quality. We'll have a cycle route as well on the side of that. So, that opens up a whole new avenue and a whole new product for us as well in this area.